Oh, it's time to hear some good time fun with the great Gordo, who was loose with the microphone at Media Day with the New York Football Giants.
I was, Giorgio, and we're going to – I actually have two interviews that I need to bust out here at some point. I don't know if we'll do one at the beginning of Gordo's Corner as well here in just a moment. But this one is a guy named Selvis Capers. Have you ever heard of this player?
No, not really.
See, I hadn't really either, but I went out and I started talking to him, and I found out he had an interesting background.
He's on their practice squad.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well,
that's probably why we haven't heard of him.
Craig promoted him as a star player, one of the star Giants.
He's a star of the practice squad.
So we'll listen to this exclusive interview I had with Selvis Capers.
We weren't recording. Isn't that fun? We weren't recording.
All right, once again, name, number.
Selvis Capers, number 60.
And what kind of first name is that?
It's Native American.
Are you Native American?
I have it in my bloodline, but I'm not necessarily Native American.
Have you accomplished all your life goals? Have your wildest dreams come true?
This is one of my goals that I'm accomplishing, but not all of them.
Give me some of the other ones.
My other ones are kind of after football, post-football. So it'd be like I want to, you know, open up a barbershop and things like that because I like to cut hair. So it's just a lot of my personal goals I want to accomplish also.
Have you done a lot of hair cutting?
Yes, I have.
Do you cut white guys' hair like my hair?
I'm trying to get used to it. You know, it's a lot easier to shave off, so it's a different process, but I'm getting there. What's perfect at it, though.
What's the hardest ethnicity to cut the hair of, and what's the easiest for you?
The easiest is African Americans. Caucasians might be a little harder just because of I'm not fully aware of how to do it. So, I mean, I'm getting there, though. I'm sure it'll come just like clockwork eventually.
What about Native Americans?
I've never tried it.
What about an Indian girl? You ever cut the hair of an Indian girl?
No, I haven't.
What about an Eskimo?
I haven't cut it either.
That's kind of my standard litany of ethnicities.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, so any other goals? You barbershop, Super Bowl. You're going to kind of knock those off early in life. Anything else? You want to kill a man just to see what it feels like?
No, I would never want to do that. I love life, and I want everybody else to love life also.
Okay, but let's say that it's just some hobo, some drifter that's coming through town. No one will miss.
I still would not do that. No, I'm not a killer.
Say that he has no known relatives or associates, and you have a deal with the sheriff in that county that you can get away with it.
I'm not a killer. That's not in my blood. I'm only a killer on the football field.
All right, but what about if it's like more of a severing of a brake line or perhaps a pipe bomb under a Fiat, something like that?
Anything that comes to someone else losing their lives, I'm not about.
What about just blowing the hobo's arms and legs off? All right, what about music? What was your name? Stands with Fist? What was your first name?
Selvish.
Selvish, and that stands
like
for
selfish,
what?
Selfish, but with a V instead of an F.
What does that mean in Native American?
Blanket protector.
Blanket protector?
A cover, like a blanket?
Yeah.
And protector.
So like your ancestors protected the village's blankets?
I guess that's what it is. I mean, I'm not fully aware of that Native American side because it was my great-great-grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not fully aware.
Was she hot? Have you seen pictures of her?
I have not seen pictures of her.
Okay. How many have you seen pictures of like any of your great grandparents?
One of them. But I was on my African American side.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was he or she hot?
It was my great grandmother. I don't look at her like that.
But you know, the old pictures when they're, you know, riding a carriage across the prairie or something and wearing the big hoops.
I mean, she was a beautiful woman, yes.
But so you're saying she was hot?
No, I'm not saying she was hot. I'm saying she was a beautiful black woman.
That's was she an attractive black woman?
I don't know. I'm not looking at her like that.
Fair enough. All right, if you were to cut the hair of your hot great great Indian grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And she made a move on you.
She would not do that. It's my blood.
But she's time traveling. She doesn't know.
No.
Like she time travels to come to the Super Bowl in 2012.
What kind of question is that?
And she needs an emergency haircut. And you like see some shears right nearby, and so she's crying. Tears of Native American blood.
That's not my area that I do. I'm not like a stylist.
Right.
I cut like men's hair, not women's.
But in an emergency, you would cut a woman's hair, right?
No, I wouldn't have a clue of how to do it.
But what if she was dying and she needed you to help her?
Well, I'll go help find a stylist.
But you don't have time. I mean, like, she's breathing her last. She's, like, gasping in her Indian Mandarin language.
I think that'd be the last thing she was worried about, though.
Well, she wants to look nice for her coffin.
That's when, you know, they have to go through the process of burying her and things like that, and they'll have stylists there that can do that for her.
All right, fair enough. I guess you're not going to say that you would make a move on your hot Indian grandma.
I would never do that.
Okay. Well, thank you, and good luck in the Super Bowl.
Thank you very much.
That's what you're here for, right?
Yes, that's what I'm here for.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, man.
All right, thank you.
I can't tell if he loved that interview or hated it.
He hated it.
I think he hated it.
And then this other guy interviewed Ramsey. I think he loved it. And he answered uncomfortable questions.
I like Selvish when you said, well, what if she's taking her last breath? And he said, well, why would she want a haircut?
He had to be so confused by that whole line of questioning. We've got his Indian great-grandmother
time-traveling
because she always wanted to see a Super Bowl and needs an emergency haircut because she's about to die and be put in her coffin. And he still wouldn't cut her hair.
Right.
Because he's still not comfortable with that kind of hair. He's just only really worked on African-American hair.
What a headache.
Not a headache.
All right, Gordo, what are you going to
have the other one?
Do we want to do it now or you want to do it next? We can do either.
Let's do it. I think we're going to do wireless, but if you want to do...
I thought we could do a combo next.
You want to do a combo
next?
Yeah,
we can do a combo. Sure.
Okay.
Why not do a combo? Okay. You'll hear an interview with a guy named Ramsey who has great respect for the Mannings, and I'm going to go around with the wireless microphone and try to get in a fist fight.
The Unticket.
Indianapolis users, we're hanging out this weekend going to the game, and we'll be here Monday morning with all the sights and sounds and our observations from the big contest between the Giants and Pats.
I just had a brush with greatness.
Really? Oh, my God, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Yeah, just talk to Junior. Just turn off Gordon's mic.
I'm seriously interested. What happened?
RG3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw he was going to be in the Gatorade room.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Very cool.
Is he working out now?
I don't know.
What's he working out?
What are you working out?
Yeah, are they putting them like the hamster wheel over there?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess he's about to do it.
They just had Justin Blackmon in there and RG3 and there are a couple other.
Try to go talk to RG3, Gordo.
You know what? I have a question.
Dan Marino.
We have to explain who RG3 is to Gordo.
Who the hell is RG3?
It's the Heisman Trophy winner from Baylor.
What's the Heisman Trophy? Is that like a beauty contest?
Kinda.
Let's get into Gordo's Corner. It's brought to us by Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
Hey, thank you so much, Miller, man. Okay, another guy that I interviewed at Giants Media Day was a guy he was really sharpened with, and I really enjoyed talking to him, and I found out his name was Ramsey, and that's the only part of his name that I have.
Ramses Barton?
I don't know.
Barton?
I don't know, because I did my usual trick of, just can you do a mic check for me real quick, give me your name and number, you know, and I act like I'm looking at the levels to see if the mic is working properly. Meanwhile, I'm trying to get their name because I have no idea who they are. Well, this guy didn't quite execute the mic check properly, so I was dealing without it, going without his name. And then at some point he goes, you mistook me for somebody else, and he mentioned somebody else, and I tried to act like that's what happened here. But anyway, I listened to this guy, and listened to the tremendous admiration, the uncomfortable admiration that he has for the Mannings. Here's Ramsey from the Giants.
I'm Ramsey.
You have a moment for a sports interview?
Yeah, you got it.
A sports interview about sports. Give us a name and number for a mic check.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's good. Good. Now you're wearing diamond earrings, but those aren't real diamonds. You don't walk around with your real diamonds, do you?
How could you tell?
Huh?
How could you tell?
I used to be a jeweler.
You know, don't put my stuff on blast. Everybody's supposed to think these are real.
Oh, they are? Now you went to Georgia, didn't you?
I did not. You thought I was Danny?
Yeah.
No. I've gotten that before.
You're Danny.
Danny wears number 28. My name is Ramses.
Ramses, yes. Ramses. And you went to?
Cal Poly.
Yeah, Cal Poly. Same here. What did you study while you were there?
I studied business administration.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
what about the ladies? Were you popular with the ladies?
I don't know, man. I did okay.
Now, do you have a preference in women? Like what kind of women you like? Because you're in the NFL now. You can have any woman you want.
Yes.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. I would say that you probably come across more women than maybe.
That would be a little bit too vulgar to say, though, wouldn't it? That you come across a lot of women?
No. You have the opportunity to be in the same circles as more women than maybe someone of a different profession.
I got you.
You know?
So you've at least sampled different types of women, right?
I wouldn't say that. I would say I've been introduced, you know, to maybe more women than somebody in a different profession. With that being said...
Skinny nice white girl or chunky black girl? Which would you take among those two choices? Between those two choices?
I mean, what's chunky?
Like maybe 30 pounds overweight.
What's overweight, though? I mean, I've seen a beautiful girl, 170, 5'10". Half white, half Samoan.
Beautiful. Half white, half Samoan?
Beautiful.
I thought that was illegal.
Hey. When we started this, man, you told me we had a sports conversation to talk about, and we've been everywhere else since.
Except sports.
Yeah.
But I'm getting to sports, because I'm assuming that you're here for the Super Bowl. Have you met Eli Manning?
Once. You know, he doesn't talk to me that often. He hasn't talked to me since I got drafted. No, I'm kidding.
Do you know Eli's mom's name?
I don't.
Don't you think you should?
No.
But think about it, though. I mean, her uterus has produced two Super Bowl winners.
That's not my business. He's my quarterback.
But don't you think that would take whatever magic is inside of her and just scrape the walls of her uterus and turn it into some sort of magic potion or powder?
Again, that's not my business, you know.
What, scraping the walls of Eli Manning's mom's uterus?
All the above.
It makes sense. Have you met Archie?
I have.
His semen has produced two Super Bowl winners.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And think of how many times he's wasted it on hand towels.
Oh,
not my business again.
Wrong.
I have no idea.
I guess that's a good point. All right. Well, I do thank you for your courage today.
Hey, you know, I'm not scared of anybody's questions.
Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate
take
it.
Take care.
Good luck.
You, sir, are an embarrassment to the industry of radio, to the station, and to this show.
In my defense, that was an interview.
Hand towel?
What? What are you talking about?
Scraping.
What are you talking about? Diarrhea pants?
No, the Ramsey's had a hand towel, you know, tucked in his britches, you know, like they do, like football players do. It's not that unusual. Yeah. People have them on golf bags.
Especially at media day.
Why don't you saddle up with the wireless mic and go do something constructive?
Oh, like it's going to get any better out there with him?
That's true.
Okay, do you guys have me?
Yes, where are you?
Don't
self-detonate in this next 5 minutes,
what do you mean?
Okay?
What is self-detonating?
It's when you just push the panic button and you just say the first thing that's on your mind, and it's usually something vulgar.
When have I ever not said the first thing that's on my mind? I have no filter.
There are a lot more women here today,
yes,
so you should
are.
Have happy hunting.
Happy what?
Hunting. An H.
All right. All right. We'll see who's all out here. Here's
don't
a lovely lady here. How you doing, ma'am?
Oh, good. Thanks. How are you?
We're live on the air in Dallas right now.
Great.
What's your story?
I'm with the NFL alumni, and we're here with Howard Cross, a former Giant, two-time.
But more about you. Let's hear more about you. Yeah. Where are you from?
We're from Newark, and Newark, New Jersey, and we're here with the NFL alumni doing our...
You're about 22 or so?
25.
25. Oh, very good. Are
married?
You married? Oh, you got a
engaged,
ring there.
Engaged, yes.
How long have you been engaged?
Since the summer. He's coming out right now. He just got into Indianapolis.
Saving
weekend,
yourself?
So,
saving for marriage?
Saving yourself for marriage?
Yes, exactly.
Why are you blushing? You have the blushing of a liar right now.
Yeah, blushing of a liar.
Okay, now, what does your boyfriend, your fiancé, do? Is he a football player?
He was a football player in college, and he...
Conrad Dobler?
No. Almost, no.
He's just leaving.
Terrible
guess.
He's working for a financial firm in New Jersey now.
How did he get out of football?
Injuries, actually.
What kind of injuries? Did he pull a scrotum?
No, concussions.
Did she pull a scrotum?
Yeah.
What other kind of scrotum comments can I make right now?
Probably none.
Okay, all right. We'll steer away from the scrotum for a moment. Do you want to have children with him?
Yes, absolutely.
How many kids would you like to have?
Two, maximum of two.
How are they going to make them?
One is weird. Two is enough.
Two, but you don't want to. Why not go for three?
No. I was one of three. I'm the middle child. Middle child syndrome. You know.
How does she plan
on?
You
decided on having them vaginally or cesarean?
What radio station is this?
It's kind of a medical station.
No, it's not.
we sometimes talk medicine.
Oh, I haven't given a whole lot of thought just yet.
Yeah, we just did an interview with a New York Giant about Eli Manning's mom's uterus.
Seriously, what were you?
I swear to you, we just did do an interview about that.
What did he have to say about that?
Well, we were talking about how it had magical powers because it spit out two Super Bowl winners.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, it's distance from that stupid
interview. Her uterus will spit out two Super Bowl winners.
What about...
Will hers spit out two?
You have brothers and sisters, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and have their uteruses spit out children?
Well,
are you an aunt? I guess that's what I mean.
So, and my sister is 22.
Ask
so
her
no.
How many Super Bowl MVPs.
She's never had a fetus in her.
No. God, no. She never had sex, I don't think. No,
really?
I
you don't think your sister has?
She's never had it. No boys ever touched her.
Yeah, right. What about you? Have you ever kissed a girl?
And liked it? No.
Not and liked it?
Yeah, not and liked it.
You're on camera right now on the internet.
Oh, great. Is this like candid camera?
No. This is kind of the candid shots. And your name is April?
No.
What was it?
Jordan. I never said my name, I don't think.
April.
Jordan. That's what I thought. Can you sing?
Are you guys all laughing? Is this funny?
No, it's not funny. No, it's not funny.
That one right there, the bigger guy, he's a doctor. And the guy back behind
he's
him
a nurse.
Is a nurse.
Yeah, male nurse. Male nurse.
I was actually in nursing school.
You were in nursing school.
Oh, yeah.
Were you
starting
to be an RN?
Yeah, but I didn't.
What happened to that?
In the RN.
I was an athlete, and so I chose athletics.
Let me guess. You were a pole vaulter.
No, I was not.
Rugby?
No.
Volleyball.
Ooh, rugby?
Softball.
Volleyball.
No.
Softball.
I'm like 5'2".
Softball.
Softball.
No.
I'm soccer.
Better looking
soccer.
Than that, I think.
There we go. Gosh, soccer.
Why do you want to take a shot at the softball girls?
Soccer.
I had to.
Soccer.
No.
Basketball
good,
point guard.
Because I was about to say, I don't want you to be good at kicking balls.
I am.
I'm standing very
basketball
close to
point
you.
Guard.
Basketball point guard.
No.
Downhill skier.
No.
Gymnastics.
No.
What college?
Track.
All right, tell us the college. Maybe that'll help out.
Georgetown University. Go Hoyas.
Track.
Georgetown University. You were
the best team on campus.
What?
We were the best team on campus. Everyone should know what I'm talking about then.
Lacrosse.
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. I guessed that myself.
20 guesses.
All right. Well, you got to go to work.
Where do you got to go? I'm enjoying this conversation with you.
Oh, I got
so smiley and personable.
Tell you love her.
Well, we're on radio, so no one
she's
can
she's
got to
go take
smile,
Howard Cross
they,
around.
They can see right there on the webcam.
A webcam.
Yes, but we're the ticket in Dallas. It's like a huge radio station.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Do you have a Twitter handle?
Oh, like a I don't really get Twitter, to be honest with you. I have it, but I don't really understand it. Like, I'm not doing that much fun stuff during the day.
Well, tell you
why don't you give out your Twitter handle, and you'll hear from a lot of our listeners who say that they love you.
Okay, what do I? How do I do that?
What's your Twitter handle? What's your name on Twitter?
Oh, I think it's Jordan Trout 4. T-R-A-U-T 4.
Okay.
A.
No, Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N, T-R-A-U-T 4.
Ask her if Howard Cross's number was 87.
The number 4, jersey number.
Okay. Tell her you need to be in love with her.
Well, I need to be more in love with you as the days progress.
Okay, good.
Ask her what Howard Cross's number was.
What was Howard Cross's number, by the way?
I don't know.
Ask her if it was 87.
My number was 4.
She didn't know Howard Cross. Did you hear that answer she gave? Oh,
she was
George.
Fun. That wasn't me.
She was really fun. I'm telling you right now, that girl had my number because she was really cute.
Really? Wow.
Yes. She was like, you know, most women hate me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's a real
so
turn
most
on.
Guys.
But when they like me, it's even more of a turn on. All right, I'm walking far away from you.
Yeah.
Oh,
don't
God.
Go by Nasty.
Look at this. Get the camera on Nasty. He's getting a massage from some blonde
God,
as he's
gross.
Sitting at the table. Can you get that, Keller?
Such a tool.
God,
if you go out the door and go left, you may run into RG3.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, someone's alarm's going off.
Okay. All right, I'm heading this way. Don't see anything going on.
Keep your eyes peeled for NFL greats.
Hey, it's our old friend Dick Vermeil. He's standing right here.
Oh, yeah. Tell him I'm sorry I made him cry.
Looking for Coach?
Yeah, I was just looking for the coach. Say hi. What's that?
I've got him on TV right now and another appointment.
Oh, okay. He's got another appointment right now? Yeah. Is it a medical appointment? I hope not. Nothing serious.
No, it's not a medical
appointment. Oh, okay.
God, he was bitter.
Thank you. Oh. And Vermeil was listening in on all
oh,
that.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, has the Hardliner Bad Radio talked to kind of the hot female cop?
I don't think so.
I think they have. Who said they have? Have you seen her?
Oh, I think they have.
Kind of
yeah.
A cute little brunette.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll skip her then as we move on. No good-looking females over here. Let me know if I start breaking up, too.
Are you still good?
Okay. How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith of the Ticket in Dallas. What's your name?
My name is Kanya Khan, yes.
What?
Kublai Khan?
Kanya Khan.
What?
From Thailand.
Oh, Thailand. Yeah, we just read a story about a guy in Thailand who choked on his dentures.
Many fans have interested about the Super Bowl, this game, yes, and Shep are off game and waiting for Shep in Sunday night.
What?
Yeah, the guy that choked on his dentures had just, he actually had made love to a prostitute. It's a weird story, but it came out of Thailand. Yeah, the dental, you know.
I haven't read the news from Thailand.
Yeah, fake teeth and the prostitute.
I have no idea about that, but.
Right, but it was a fun story.
I don't think it's a fun story, but it's kind of a weird story.
Weird. We're having a good time. What's your name?
My name is Nirut.
Nirut?
Yes.
Nirut and Kublai Khan.
Yes. Kanyakon.
And what part of Thailand are you from? Are you like from the Bedford equivalent?
We are from Bangkok. Yes.
Ooh. Yeah, love that.
From the Siam Spa Syndicate.
Did they know the song?
That's an Oriental city.
Yes.
City don't know what the city is getting when it...
Bangkok.
Sing it.
Yes.
Bangkok, yes.
Murray Head. One night in Bangkok, Murray Head. City with everything, Yul Brynner. Yeah,
it's a long time ago.
Yeah, but
I don't remember it.
You don't remember, how old are you?
27.
What about in Thailand years?
27.
Yes.
What about in Thailand years? Is it different there? Years.
You mean?
Yeah, like 27 years in American is like 42 in Thailand. Are the years the same in Thailand?
The year? You mean like here to 2012?
Well, here in America, it's 365 days for the Earth to revolve around the sun. But I don't know what it is in Thailand.
Same thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thailand's closer than I thought.
We are the same, like 365 days.
Gotcha. But who's y'all's president? It's Kim Jong-il. Was that you guys?
The time of Thailand and this is different. 12 hours. Yes.
Oh, 12-hour difference. Half a day.
Yes.
Half a day, sir.
This is the night in Thailand.
You guys are ahead of us.
Yes.
So, see, you're actually older than I am.
Yes.
Do you put out?
12 hours.
That was a drop.
Different, yes.
Y'all have cheeseburgers in Thailand?
Yes. I don't know, Burger King and other Subway have.
Who's your favorite football player?
Eli Manning, yes.
Are they sleeping together on this trip?
Eli Manning. Now, are you boyfriend, girlfriend? Are you brother and sister? You kind of look alike.
Oh. Yes.
Right, brother and sister? See, I told you. I got it right, didn't I?
Yes.
See, Eric, you're not. And you guys work for what station?
I work for newspaper, radio, and
the TV show.
The TV show, yes. For Siam Sports.
George Dunham?
Siam Sports Syndicate.
George Dunham?
What? The name of newspaper?
No, George Dunham.
Leave me out of this.
George Dunham, famous American diarrhea maker.
Oh.
What?
Okay, all right, thank you.
Oh, they didn't like that word,
thank
idiot.
You.
All right, head back this way. There is one hot girl close to us. Maybe we can wrap it up with her.
Okay, where is she? Tell me where she is.
She's pretty close to our table.
Okay. Hold on, I'm getting hemmed in over here by...
You know what, George? He's probably blown by Jerry Rice.
Probably, yeah.
Barry Sanders.
He was here yesterday.
Where's Dick Vermeil again? I want to make him cry.
Leave him alone. He's a nice guy.
All right, where is she?
Just walk towards us and you'll see
right here, this tall brunette.
Oh, yeah. Okay, she's talking to a dude.
Yeah, he doesn't matter.
I love how Gordon just shows up on the scene.
Can we talk to you on Dallas Radio? Right there. Those guys right there.
Hi, ma'am.
I can talk to you from here, yeah. I just wonder which station you're with.
Oh, I represent Cameron Wembley. I'm a publicist.
Oh, publicist. Yeah. Based out of New York?
No, I'm in L.A., actually. Oh, you know what? Can you excuse me? I'm sorry.
Oh, yes. You got to take a smartphone call.
Hi, Thomas.
Oh, Thomas called.
I think that the hardline talked to that girl.
Really?
Yes, because they were making fun of her voice because he talks like that. Everything. I am actually from L.A.
So stuff from California.
Yeah, all right, how much time we got?
Cameron Wembley?
Yeah, she built a stadium a while back. And then here's the girl that I've been obsessed with all week long because she wears red, and you look great in red, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You know how good you look?
No, not really.
Yes,
I don't
you
have
do.
A mirror.
You Men compliment you all the
time.
She's
from St. Louis?
No, not really.
You're from St. Louis?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Does she produce Bernie Miklas?
I live out by Joe Buck.
Oh, do you? Swanky.
Joe Buck and I are great friends. Everything. Oh, do you know Joe?
Not personally, no.
Didn't we talk to her last year?
Did we talk to you last year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She
you're
has Dallas ties or something.
You're the girl who sleeps with the sister of one guy that listens to us, right?
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds weird. I roomed with her, yeah.
That's right. You guys shared a hotel room last year, wasn't it?
Correct, yeah.
And it's the sister of a guy that listens to us.
Yeah, because you guys are from Dallas, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And they're from Dallas.
That's exactly right. And you were like this huge fan of mine. I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Now I'm embarrassed that you called me out. You called me out.
I'm surprised we haven't talked to you yet already. Everyone's looking at you on the internet right now.
Oh, my gosh. That's embarrassing.
You're blushing.
Well, I wrapped my coat then, I guess.
Let me see your no. You got a ring right there. What's the story there?
It only fits on that finger. Not married.
So you're not married?
No.
Are you with man?
Yes, I have a boyfriend.
Is he white?
Yes.
All right. Well, I still have a shot then. No, you've never been with a black guy, right? You have to answer that because you're on the internet right now. You're leaving.
Show her your credential.
Okay.
Bangkok.
Show her my credential.
All right, Gordo, thank you. Good job with the wireless.
Sure. Was it?
Decent job with the wireless, yeah.
Yeah, all right. It was a marginal job with the wireless.
No, I thought it was okay. The first girl was great. The couple from Thailand were intriguing.
Yeah, they were funny.
Why did you guys respond so strongly when I said that they looked alike? And that they were brother and sister.
Because I had asked, are they sleeping together? And so you led us down the incest path, and I didn't want to go there.
I never lead anyone down that path. That's that big, well-traveled path of yours.
No. You travel that path daily, and you try to get us to accompany you, and I'm not for that.
No, it's George. George
incest
is the one.
Incest is best.
See? Right there. Listen to him on that path.
Incest
famous
is best.
American diarrhea maker.
How could that drop make it? All these other drops, opens that we need and stuff don't make it over, but that makes it.
Just don't worry about it.
Don't focus on that.
All right, Gordo, thank you very much. That's another edition of The Corner. It's 9:35 on the ticket. Coming up next, we're going to look back fondly at